This is New England Public Radio News. Our summer fiction series continues today with a historical novel. The Inner Sea takes place in the Roman Empire in the year 100 AD. It follows two young lovers, Lucia, a recently converted Christian, and James, who's Jewish. Northampton, Massachusetts-based author Zane Kotker tells New England Public Radio's Henry App that in researching the novel, she was struck by cultural similarities between the times of early Christianity and today.
There was a flux of cultures coming together, and a lot of choice in terms of religion, say, as we have now a kind of religious buffet out there. Mm-hmm. And they had the same thing because Rome didn't care what your religion was so long as you would pour wine and incense to the Roman gods on great occasions like the first of the year or the emperor's birthday, and you could keep your own religion so long as it were a legal religion. The Jews were a legal religion because they were very old and had a lot of prestige just for their longevity, and also they had made a deal with Julius Caesar some decades before. Mm-hmm. But when the Christians began to pull away from the Jews and the Jews from the Christians, the Christians then fell out of the umbrella and fell out of the protection of the privileges the Jews had.
Your characters are really exploring, and as you say, they have this religious choice, and there's allusions to Roman religion,
yes,
Greek religion, as well as Christianity and Judaism. In going into this, was your goal to tell this character story with a plot, or were you more focused on hashing out these religious differences and these conflicts in this time period?
I was drawn to the time because I wanted to know certain things. And, of course, I didn't have the characters. They had to come out of my research. But when I looked at the various things I wanted to do, I wanted to have a Christian. I wanted to have a Jew. I wanted to have someone following a Greek philosopher. And that allowed me a place to start to develop characters. Then I became interested in the characters. I did choose a rather simple and well-known Romeo and Juliet plot. Mm-hmm. Because the context and life going on around at the time was so complicated, I wanted something people could connect with easily.
Did you learn anything about the character of Christianity in researching and writing this book? Particularly looking at it in this historical context, your novel's set at a point where it's really only a few generations removed from Jesus and the apostles.
Yes.
That it's this very new idea. Did you learn anything about the sort of character or the development of Christianity in that way?
Well, as for the character, it was really initially very like Jewish life. You're supposed to have a wall around yourself within the larger community, and to help the sick, help the prisoners. The major character difference between the Christians and the Romans was an upside-downness of the class system, so that everyone within the religion was equal, master and slave, so that Lucia in the book, though she is upper class, she is adopted and tutored by the kitchen slave who was herself a Christian.
The character Lucia, who is converting to Christianity and is 15 years old, in many ways she's doing this, it seems, as a rebellion to her upper class Roman parents. Was Christianity a rebellious religion at this point in history?
Yes, I think so. When the Christians called Jesus the Son of God, you can hear why they did that, and that is because the emperor himself was often called Son of God if his father before him as an emperor had been deified. There were only like 15,000 Christians, mm-hmm, as opposed to 3.5 million Jews in an empire of 70 million people. So they were small.
Just finally, what do you think can be learned from this period in the religious conflicts that we still see all around the world today?
That zeal is dangerous. Being 100% for one thing has its violent potential.
Zane Kotker is the author of The Inner Sea. She was speaking to New England Public Radio's Henry App. To hear more summer fiction interviews, go to nepr.net.